What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Good morning, millennials. Welcome back to the Morning Toast. Happy Thursday, happy day, where Claudia and Jackie are back together after a week of utterly fabulous co-hosts. Like, I'm feeling quite small.
No,
you know,
no.
Because, like, I'm sorry, but, like, Shannon and Paige are just, like, two of my queens. Mm-hmm. And so to even be, like, included in the same week and breath as them, like, I'm feeling humbled.
Yeah, no, I was actually talking yesterday about how, like, you really should be doing these episodes because, like, you're obsessed with Shannon, you're obsessed with Paige, like, so am I, but, like, you were, like, pioneering Shannon and Paige within the toast, Shage. So while we are devastated, heartbroken, and remiss that you weren't able to be there, I hope you enjoyed the episodes, and I hope everyone enjoyed them.
I did. It's really a treat for me. I haven't finished the Paige episode because for this week, like, I couldn't just listen as podcasts. Like, these girls are visual experiences. So,
and they both showed up in Luke's.
And it's just, it's such a form of respect, the way that they came dressed to the toast, you know? Like,
And it's such a form of disrespect how I showed up.
No, I mean, you respected everyone with the wonderful interviews you're conducting, asking the pertinent questions, and just giving us flames episodes. They're flames.
Flameo.
They're flames. And I feel like I speak for everyone. So before we get into this episode, I just want to take a moment to say thank you for the premium content. Like, one, for, you know, picking up the slack. But two, the toaster in me is just, like, thankful for the content. Like, I'm living for it.
100%, but there is just nothing like a Jackie and Claude podcast only episode. Like, just can't wait to get unhinged with my girly, catch up on Heery. How's little Heery doing? Wondering, where's my auntie? Why doesn't she come and visit me? She's so busy being a famous celebrity star, right?
Yeah, and he was like, Mom, I'm old enough. Can we watch her comedy special? I was like, no, Harry, she says the D word. Darn, darn, darn.
Darn, darn, darn. Yeah, no, I don't think we're there yet, but we're not that far away.
No, and he just, like, loves to laugh. He really loves comedy, and he knows it's more personal than breast milk.
And it is more personal than breast milk.
And even still, he loves it so much. But young Harold is doing so good. He's so cute and sweet. I pumped right before this session, so hopefully that will tide him over and I can podcast for hours with you. Because there's food in the fridge for him.
Good, good. I'm so proud of you. I know that's, like, one of your major goals, breastfeeding-wise. And speaking of breastfeeding, Jackie did a stunning, beautiful, and smart... I don't know why I'm saying all of our, like, acronyms backwards today. I did, like, heartbroken, remiss, devastated.
Maybe, like, not to be one of those people, but maybe, like, Mercury's in retrograde.
Oh, girl, get out of here. This is the wrong podcast for that.
No, totally. But there's something out of balance in your chakras, for sure.
Well, there's something out of balance in your chakras, too, because you finally have a supply. So,
oh, my God. Rude. Breastfeeding moms, come for her.
Please, don't cover me. It was a joke. And, like, it's true. You finally have a supply.
Breastfeeding mamas descend. No,
oh, don't throw the mamas on me.
Yeah. Mamas get
night.
No, you're so fucking rude, Camille, because I
didn't mean to be rude.
I don't finally have a supply. I pumped one session, like, in place of breastfeeding, like, during this show.
Girl, you got a supply. Come on, yeah. Woohoo.
No, that's not how you said it.
How I said it. Yeah, woo, supply, yeah.
Mama's getter.
No, please, seriously, I've had, like, a hard week. Please don't come for me.
That's just what you need to wrap up your week, like a little hate from the breastfeeding community.
100%. You know, I haven't experienced hate from the breastfeed community in a few years, and I kind of miss them.
I think it's time.
No,
go
please.
Get her, girl.
No, please. Lay off, seriously. But what I was going to say was that Jackie did a gorgeous podcast episode on our Patreon all about breastfeeding. So if you are a breastfeeding girly, you have any questions, she did like a big long episode by herself discussing the journey.
Yeah, and I've gotten so many great positive messages from it, like people just enjoying, you know, the honesty, and also people sharing their experiences who started out like me and mm-hmm. things that really helped them. And I'm loving everyone's DMs. I don't really respond to my DMs because that's just a personal choice based mm-hmm. on years of experience. Mm-hmm. But I do want you guys to know that I really do see them and they mean a lot.
Okay, good. Good to know.
Yeah.
I'm responding to everyone constantly.
Do you respond to your DMs?
Yeah, like if the DM is about me.
Yeah, no, but like
Claudia,
you respond
you're
to...
so beautiful and smart. Oh, thank you.
You respond to everyone?
No. But I try to get to a lot of them.
That's nice of you.
Yeah, I mean, when you're, like, so popular, you just have, like, so many.
There's so many. You wouldn't have time for anything else.
Oh, you know what I did last night? I did a panel at the 92nd Street Y with Matt James and Jason Tardik mm-hmm. to celebrate Jason Tardik's new book. And it was, like, so fun. And I feel like there were a lot of toasters in the audience. Like, I did feel like, you know, I think Tyler Cameron canceled last minute, and that's why they asked me to come super last minute. So I was feeling like, you know, a Bachelor Nation hanger-oner. But there were a lot of toasters in the audience, and I just wanted to thank them for not making me feel like a nobody, because I was, like low-key nervous.
So you were a panelist or a moderator?
Yes, panelist.
And what sorts of questions were you asked?
It was very business savvy because, you know, Jason's book is all about like restarting your career, entrepreneurial tips, things like that. So he was asking a bunch of questions to me and Matt about like just business things, like negotiating deals, being, I mean, I literally like was being like so funny. I think I ruined the panel. Like just we were not on track. Like he had all these questions and I don't think we got to literally two of them because I was just like being funny.
Oh, we love that for you.
Yeah, I was really particularly unhinged on this panel last night, like beyond my normal.
I think that's what panels need because they can get a bit dry. Just
and I
saying.
Think that's why they invited me.
I think so, too. They knew what they were getting with you. But how was Bachelor Nation? I saw you were with like a bunch of Bachelor influentials.
Yes. So a bunch of people came to support like Rachel Kirkconnell, Hannah G. And I was just like backstage with like all these Bachelor peeps. they were all talking and I was just like being quiet.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I was just listening, honestly.
How was everyone in person? We've never met Hannah G before.
No, she's literally gorgeous. Like, yeah. Beyond, it's, like, not even right, and it should be illegal. we know Matt and Rachel, but I actually got to spend a lot of time with Matt. And first of all, he shaved his head, which I didn't know. So he popped in, and I was like, oh, my God, new look. And actually, I have a lot of love in my heart for Matt. He's extremely funny and, like, was asking me questions, you know, like, sometimes you meet people and they like only, I mean, I'm talking about myself. Sometimes you meet people and they only want to talk about themselves. And he was so sweet and Rachel is so sweet. So it was actually like a really fun evening.
I'm so happy for you. You looked really cute too.
Thank you. Fashion to Figure. I've never ordered from them before. It's just a website a lot of people have recommended to me and they did this really cute collab with Gabrielle Union. And so that's where my set was from.
Love it. Wow. Yeah. I love learning new fashion things.
Yes.
Great. Well, I'm glad you had a great night. I actually had such a busy night. I have been, no lie, podcast, period. Because last night we recorded The Redheads and
oh my God, I'm
sorry to Dana Holzberg. It was a bloodbath. Like we were just on one. We were angry and we spoke for the listeners because the listeners were angry too. Like time has been wasted and we needed to get to the bottom of it. So we also added a new segment to The Redheads, which is called Book News. And it's about all the book news that's happening. Like the Crawdads trailer dropped.
The Taylor Swift of it all.
Right. The
Evelyn Hugo news. Hugo. We didn't even get to talk about that.
Right. So we talked about it on The Redheads because like,
oh, that's really smart.
That's really the perfect place for us to chat about such things.
Yes.
And then begrudgingly, we did speak about the book. And yeah.
What was Dana's vibe? Like, was she apologetic?
She was apologetic, yet she remained firm in her belief that she did like the book. She did.
Oh,
like,
well, she's just saving face.
No, I believe that she liked it. And I just think that really reflects poorly on her as a person.
Totally.
I don't think she was lying about liking it. I just think like that's really where we differ. And you know what? People are different. Mm. And sometimes you see it. And that it was shown last night. So
true.
The new episode will be out this afternoon for my redhead girlies. Usually we're out bright and early in the morning. But Mama was busy. So it's not done being edited yet.
You're really leaning into the mama.
I just feel
like. Do you feel like a mama?
No, I don't. I really don't. But I just know, like, if I want to get this mama community to rally behind me, I have to speak their language, you know?
No, you know what? If you can't beat them, join them.
And so if I want them to, like, harness their powers
against me,
you, yeah, then I need to show up for them and say mama.
I just feel like once you start calling yourself a mama, like, I need to buy you some things. Like, I need to buy you some Ray Dunn decor for your home.
What's that?
Oh my God, you don't know about Ray Dunn?
No.
Okay, I mean, I guess I learned about it from TikTok. It's this, like, home brand that they sell at, like, Home Goods, TJ Maxx, and it is a cult. Like, I'm surprised there hasn't been a documentary about it. Like, I was watching a TikTok of a girl who, like, works at Home Goods, and she's like, oh, the Ray Dunn women are here. I guess when they get, like, a new collection, the women just, like, storm the Bastille. And if you saw the decor, like, you would die. It's not even that special. It's
okay,
like,
wait, how do you spell it?
R-A-E space D-U-N-N. I'm sure you've seen it before. It's just jars and stuff that says, like, Q-tips, like where you would put your Q-tip. It's so basic.
Wow. Wow. Yeah.
And there's a cult. And it gives MLM vibes, although I don't think they subscribe to the pyramid scheme structure. It just has that sort of energy.
Got it. No, it's definitely not a pyramid scheme if it's sold in retail.
Right.
Like, and these employees are complaining about it. Okay, but I see it. I got the vibe. Yeah, no, that's a hair too far for me.
So I'll be getting you a Ray Dunn bathroom set. I'll be getting you a reusable tumbler because, like, if you're going to be calling yourself mama, like, I just feel like you have a reusable tumbler and, like, a big claw clip for your hair.
Okay, there's worse things.
100%.
And I understand the claw clip, like, because every day is a bun day. And I'm actually struggling because you'll see I've already redone my bun, my ugly ass bun. That's why we're not doing video today a number of times on this episode because I have a really loose scrunchie in right now. But when I have a scrunchie that's too tight, like a good ponytail, I get such scalp pain. I understand why these mamas need a claw.
Jackie, honestly, like, you should go back to your bob.
Oh my God. Well, someone commented on the picture of Paige yesterday, like, Jackie, I see you doing this hairstyle. And I just want you guys to know I had a bob for like 3 years. I will go back to the bob life. I have made that, you know, an oath. But right now my hair is so long, it would actually be a shame to cut it off. Like,
it would be a crime.
It's long and strong and it's like ready to be like trimmed and taken for a spin.
Yeah.
And we're just not there yet. But I do feel like when I'm like a mom, like PTA mom, like I'm going to have a bob and that's going to be my vibe. And I'm really excited for that. But I'm just not that person yet.
I was such a fan of your bob. Like, I encouraged you so hard to keep the bob going after you decided to grow it out. So I love bob life and I think it's going to be perfect for your mom life. And I'm very supportive of it.
And I feel like the bob looked so cute, but it was also, like, operating, starting at a loss because, first of all, like, that was before I used to, like, pencil in my eyebrows. So, like, every picture, you know, she's just, like,
useless.
A few points back. And, like, I used to do, like, a really big side part, which I loved, and I think it was really chic. But I think the bob would be, like, even cuter if I had moved the part to the center more. So I'm really excited for all that potential, but I do think it will be, like, a few years because right now I should enjoy. But also they do say, like, around month 4 postpartum, your hair starts to fall out. Ooh. So if my hair does become thin, then I will chop it off because it's the best way to make your hair healthy again is to
You doing anything to combat that?
No, I mean, I'm still taking my prenatals, which you're supposed to be doing. My nails are better than ever. So
fabulous.
If that's going to happen.
If it's any indication.
No, but like I'm in right now, like all of the I'm still getting all the pros of like pregnancy, folic acid. But it's still to be seen if that's going to happen for me.
Okay, great. So Harry's been asking about me is what you're saying.
Yeah, he was asking about you, but then he heard the comment you made, like, about the supply, and he was like,
oh my God, bitch, get over it.
And you know what he said? He said, don't yuck my yums. That's what he said.
Okay.
That's what he said.
Okay, let's be honest. I got up from the podcast. Okay, here's what really happened, okay? Now that you're fucking framing me. I told you, I made a hand signal to you because I realized I left my air conditioning on while podcasting, but I didn't want to restart. So I made a little hand signal to you like, Jackie, talk for a few seconds. I'm just going to go run and turn off my air conditioning. So I came back, I popped my headphones in, and literally, I didn't know what you had said for like the last 30 seconds. So I heard you say like, it's in the fridge. I'm like, oh, great. You finally got a supply. Like, I wasn't even here. Okay. So stop like framing me. Who framed Roger Rabbit? Okay. You.
Okay. Fine.
Truth hurts.
I'll drop it.
Fabulous.
So while I have a Quiet Harry on my hands, I think we should jump right in. There's nothing else I need to update you guys on. I've really just been reading all week to get ready for the Redheads, and that's been my priority, and I've just really been busy with Young Harold. So nothing cool to report, I'm sorry to say.
Fabulous. No, everything's cool. Harry's growing. He does it every day. He's growing in the evening. And even when we play, and when we play, ran away.
Love it. Yeah. Okay. Without further ado, it is time for the Fast Five Stories that you need to know before you wake up and take a bite out of your morning toast.
And today's episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. People don't always realize that physical symptoms like headaches, teeth grinding, and even digestive issues can be indicators of stress. And let's not forget about doom scrolling, sleeping too little, sleeping too much, undereating, or overeating. Personally, when I'm dealing with stress, I get really, really bad headaches, and you think like maybe you're getting sick, but also it has a lot to do with your mental health. So stress shows up in all kinds of ways, and in a world that's telling you to do more, sleep less, and grind all the time, this is your reminder to take care of yourself, do less, and maybe try some therapy. BetterHelp is customized online therapy that offers video, phone, and even live chat sessions with your therapist, so you don't have to see anyone on camera if you don't want to. It's much more affordable than in-person therapy, so give it a try and see if online therapy can help lower your stress. The Morning Toast listeners will get 10% off their first month at betterhelp.com/toast. That's BETTERHELP.com/toast. There's never a better time to start taking care of your mental health, and BetterHelp is a great place to start. Today's episode is also brought to you by Modern Fertility. We have always been a fan of planning ahead, scheduling trips, plotting out our next career moves, figuring out what we're doing for dinner while we're still eating breakfast. But a lot of us have never thought much about planning for kids. And that's why Modern Fertility was created. It's an easy and affordable way to test your fertility hormones at home, just with a simple finger prick. Mail it in with a prepaid label and you'll get personalized results within 10 days. You'll get insights into your hormone levels, your ovarian reserves, which is basically how many eggs you have compared to other women your age, other important fertility factors as well. The results will go deep into what every hormone means, and you can also talk one-on-one with a fertility nurse to review your results and options for the next step. Traditional testing with your doctor can cost over $1,000, but Modern Fertility gets you the same information at $159, which is a fraction of the price. And if you go to modernfertility.com/toast, you can get another $20 off. Also, if you have an HSA or an FSA, you can put those dollars toward Modern Fertility. So if you want kids one day or maybe in the future, clinically sound information about your body can help you make the decision that's right for you. So right now, Modern Fertility is offering our listeners $20 off their $159 kit when you go to modernfertility.com/toast. So that means your test will cost $139 instead of the hundreds or even thousands it could cost at a doctor's office. Get $20 off your fertility test when you go to modernfertility.com/toast. That's modernfertility.com/toast.
Great. Okay. Our first story is that the Kardashians sat down for an interview with ABC's Robin Roberts in the lead up to the Kardashians on Hulu. They are doing a ton of press, and like, yes, honestly, half the show today is Kardashians. And before we, I just want to say one last time I was on the toast, we didn't talk about the Kardashians once. So okay, I have to make up for it. Okay. And two, like, they are the news right now and they are putting out so much press like in the lead up to Hulu, and like, That's just what's being served and we're consuming. I'm sorry.
Yes, I watched the Robin Roberts thing this morning before the show. I had like forgotten about it last night and I was devastated because I didn't record it and I had to wait till this morning for it to be on Hulu. But I just love that they're like streaming queens, you know, like constantly making sure we can watch their content. It was gorgeous. I mean, it was like a little basic in the sense that it felt very much like an E! True Hollywood story that we had already seen.
Yeah, it was very elementary. It was like meant for someone who's never heard of Kim Kardashian before.
It was meant for the typical NBC or ABC News viewer, which is not us.
Yeah, or maybe people who like know Kim Kardashian just like assume she's one thing and it's like, oh, but they're actually all these things. But for the stands, and this is always my issue with all these things, I'm like so excited we're getting like a behind the scenes look, mm-hmm, at the Kardashians, and then it's like not meant for the stands because they're really answering questions that they've been answering for 15 years. Though there were some new interesting factoids that, right, did pop up, and I actually really liked the interview because it felt like it was recorded 5 days ago.
Yes.
And it ran the gamut of everything except for Courtney's wedding, which we will talk about.
Yeah.
but especially them talking about like the Kanye stuff, which was surprising that they would talk about it. But I guess like, how could you not at this point? It's what everybody's talking about for the last 2 months. They had footage from the soccer game. Mm-hmm. They really, and I mean, Kim spoke on and she was so respectful per usual, but it also feels like there's been a detente between Kim and Kanye.
Yes. And like everyone has laid down their arms.
Yes. So ceasefire. So mm-hmm. That's really positive and hopeful. And that was the vibe I was getting from Kim talking about Kanye during the interview. But I have to be honest, like I'm very tired talking about Kim and Kanye. That's not the path I want to go down.
Me too. So I was grateful that they covered like a lot of different topics. It really felt like Courtney was not in it like at all. Like every time she popped up, I'm like, oh yeah, you're still here. And I agree. It was very elementary. And to be honest, like once I saw Perez Hilton's face pop up, I'm like, oh, this is not the documentary I thought I was getting. Because first of all, they're going in about, you know, body image, and especially with Chloe, like how for so many years she struggled with her weight. And then you have Perez Hilton in the documentary, who was literally one of the biggest contributing factors, calling Chloe like the most horrible names back in the day. So it just felt like kind of contradictory to me. And I just like don't like Perez Hilton. So I wasn't thrilled. I don't know why he still gets like invited on these things.
Right. I really miss the mark, and I think that it took the whole thing down a notch.
Like the seriousness of it and like the legitimacy.
Yeah. Yeah. Especially when back in the day, like he is that person. When they're talking about like online bullying, this right. It's like him.
So he's sitting right here in the documentary.
Unless you want to talk to him about like his role,
right.
I don't need his, you know,
take
on how Kylie used social media right. to build a business.
Well, that was the other thing. Like everything he was saying was so obvious. He was like, well, you know, Kylie really, you know, was the one using social media for her business. I'm like, you don't say. He was using social media. Oh my God, I never realized that. So in a lot of ways, it just felt like intro to the Kardashians, which mm-hmm. we don't need. But I'm always happy to see my gals on TV. And I also really loved how the documentary paid respect to Kris Jenner. And I feel like actually of all the women, I think I learned the most about Kris Jenner from this thing. Because, you know, when Robin Roberts was like, what did you always want to be? She was like, I always wanted to have 6 kids. Like being a mom in like the traditional housewife role was like always her goal, which I thought was really interesting. And I not that I needed it, but I have just even more of a newfound respect for Kris. I just love Kris.
Yeah, agreed. Also, I like this special because it was like we really got to like see them in their
person.
Current moment. Yeah, I just like felt like we were really seeing them and hearing from them. And like, we never really, sometimes they do interviews, but it's always a big deal when they do. Like when Kim does like a panel or something, or like does like a Forbes conference. So it's just like really nice to hear directly from them. Also, shit, what was I just gonna say? Pregnancy brain.
Never goes away.
Residual.
Well, you know, yeah, they did look stunning. I thought Kim handled the question about women get your fucking ass up and work. I thought she handled that well. To be honest, I didn't really think it was like the craziest thing that she said. She wasn't being like, women don't work and they're the worst. It was obviously taken out of context. And I think the overall message, just like if you want to be successful, you have to work hard, is not a bad message. So I didn't really think it was I honestly didn't even think she needed to address it.
Honestly, the more I think about that quote, and by the way, I say it all the time, like I was saying to Brew this morning, I was like, Brew, get your fucking ass up and work. Like, it's iconic. And the more I think about mm-hmm. like what she said, the less offensive it is. And honestly, the only people who should be offended by it are people who aren't working and not getting their ass up and working.
Hot take. Because
if you know you're doing your best and trying your hardest, like that's not offensive.
Yeah, that's true.
She's not talking to you.
Right. And I do believe her in the sense that she wasn't only saying like women don't want to work these days. She's just talking about like the culture, which is like a typical millennial stereotype of like us being lazy. Like there is this like laziness in the culture.
For sure.
So she wasn't saying only women don't work.
But it's also, I don't even think it's just millennial. Like nobody wants to go back to the office. Like
right.
it's everything. And I don't even know if that's what she was like framing it as. But like, I feel like being in New York, it's even more stark that like, you know, office culture like isn't back, and people like refuse to go back to the office 5 days a week. Not saying that they don't want to work. Like obviously people have things going on at home, like if their kids are at home, like there's a million things that go into it,
right?
Like,
and you can work from home like just as well.
Right. Work culture is not what it used to be.
It's at an all-time low.
Yeah. And so I think like I'm glad it didn't even need to be addressed, really.
I know.
And I just, and also at this point, like it's an iconic quote.
100%.
And really, Brew does need to get his fucking ass up and work.
I mean, I'm telling Theo that every day. I'm like, what do you think? This kibble's just gonna buy itself? Get your fucking ass up and work. It's out of control.
So also some of the new factoids that we got where Kim spoke about Pete, but you that was part of the teaser. And she spoke, like, pretty glowingly about him. And
no,
I think they're going to get married. Sorry.
I'm, like, bereft. I don't even know what the right word is. Like,
Verklempt.
I'm obsessed. I never thought, like, in a million years, like, I would see Pete as being, like, husband material. But first of all, what is their age difference?
He's, like, 29 and she's 41.
He's 28. And she's 41. Yeah, that's the only thing is, like, I don't know if I could see Kim, like, really, really, truly settling down with someone that much younger than her. That's, like, the only thing stopping me from, like, fully believing that these two are going to get married. He's 28. Like, that's so young.
I know. That's younger than me.
Right.
And he's a male, so you know that they
are
mature
delayed.
Slower. But there's clearly, like, something about him that's wise beyond his years. And like she said, she's a relationship kind of girl. And I feel like what she was trying to tell us is, like, she's not fucking around.
Right. And I haven't thought she's been fucking around for a while. Like, she's made it abundantly clear that this is, like, super serious. And I'm unbelievably obsessed. And actually, I don't even know if Kim is going to get married again. I could see her and Pete just, like, being together for a while. Together, not, like, married. And I just, like, everything that comes out, like, the picture of North on his lap in the golf cart, I become, like, more obsessed with every moment.
Yeah, I think that they might get married. I mean, we know that, like, Elizabeth Taylor is one of Kim's icons. And I feel like if Kim can, like, have her fortune squared away and, like, that not be an issue, I think she would marry, like, the people that she loves. Like, it will be the seven husbands of Kim Kardashian.
I love that for her. I really do.
No, I really do. As long as, like, she has her affairs, like,
in order.
In order. And
yeah,
then it's fine.
Also, I thought the documentary, another interesting thing we learned is that allegedly, you know, Chris and Caitlin are on decent terms, which makes me happy because honestly, sometimes I just sit back and think about, like, the journey of Caitlyn Jenner and how, like, everyone really hates her. And it does make me sad because when you watch old clips of Caitlyn, you know, just being, like, a stepdad, it's so sweet. And she was really there for all the kids in such a profound way after their dad passed away. And it's really sweet. And, like, it makes me sad sometimes to think about, like, how far they've fallen from Caitlyn. So to hear that Chris and Caitlyn are good, like, that does make me happy.
Yeah, that makes me happy, too. Also, did you see that they had, like, a PR event in Malibu?
Yes.
Everyone was there. And now my question is, Kylie, hi, how are you? I hope all is going well. You're looking amazing, like, killing it, crushing it.
Stunning.
Mama goals. Mama goals.
Mama goals.
So Kylie wasn't in the special, but Kendall, like, was, but in a different setting, ?
Yeah.
Were those old clips of her? Like, it felt like they were using old footage of Kendall from, like, sometimes they were. Sometimes it was, like, a Vogue interview or whatever.
Right.
Talking about her mental health. But then other times it was, like, was this fresh content? And also, why isn't she in the studio with them? She's, like, halfway in it. And then, like, where is Kylie?
Yeah, and then that just begs the question, like, is this indicative of their roles on the show in the future? Like, is it still going to be the Courtney, Chloe, Kim show?
I don't think so. I really don't, especially because they said that they're splitting all the money. Like, I think Kylie will be showing up.
Well, she has to fucking get her ass up and work, honestly. Like, I'm sick of not having Kylie content.
Right. And then also, Kylie went to the PR day yesterday, obviously. Mm-hmm. It looked like on her Instagram that she was at a basketball game last night, but everyone else went on Jimmy Kimmel.
And where the fuck is the baby's name?
I know. Any predictions?
People are saying spider, which I don't know, like, why. I don't think she would go from one animal to another, you know?
Yeah.
Wolf to spider.
Oh, she might. Like, I think an animal, like, with Stormy, she did, like, a weather theme. And I think that's probably really fun to have, like, a theme for your kid. And now she might go with, like, a different theme. I would like an animal for her.
I like tiger.
Like tiger?
Oh! No.
You know what? I'm going to put out there. I'm putting out, I like the name Wild. Wild Webster.
That's okay. Actually, I kind of like that. I like the name Chihuahua.
I like the name Harold Webster.
I love the name Harold Bryce Thrice Webster.
I like the name Bruno Webster for her.
I love the name Bruno Webster.
Honestly, Webster's a great last name. She has a lot to work with.
Agreed. It's worth being at the end of the alphabet for, you know?
totally, like with the cool kids.
I wonder if other people think, like, because I'm always thinking about, like, my kids.
You have alphabet trauma, but here's the thing.
Yes, I have alphabet trauma. Because, like, in middle school, elementary school, everything is done by your last name. Like, if we're getting on a bus, we're going in order of the last names. And being for me, I was in a grade where all my friends were two twins, Ashendorf, Ashendorf, A, Alicia Chatrit, C. You know, like, it's not fair.
Yeah, and then you were in the back half of the class. But it just depends on, like, where your friends are and, like, where the cool kids are. So, like, obviously, Harry is going to be with Wolf in the back of the class.
That's true.
And that's going to be the cool kid spot. And people who have A last names are going to feel like you felt. So it just depends.
I can't tell if this is just my personal trauma or, like, the cool kids are always at the beginning of the alphabet. Or is that just what happened to me?
It's just what happened your year.
Okay, okay.
Yeah, but, you know, and not to, like, come for you. But if you had, like, more confidence in yourself, then you would say, I am the cool kid. Where I am in the alphabet is where the cool kids are.
No, don't get me wrong. I have plenty of confidence, but you can't change facts. Like, confidence can't change facts. Like, all my friends had beginning letters.
But you could have made the second half of the alphabet cool. You could have. But you didn't want to put in the work. You didn't want to get your fucking ass up in the work.
I didn't. And to be honest, like, I don't think I harnessed that power back in the day. Now I think I could do it.
Yeah, now wherever you are is where you're, like, where the party's at.
Do you think a lot about how, like, you wish you were the person now in high school? Because, like, if I was the person I was now in high school, like, I seriously, like, I would have been casting Gossip Girl. Like, I would have been so, if I just had, like, the confidence, the wherewithal, the common sense, the grip on reality, I just think I would have been, like, prom queen.
100%. Yes, I would have loved to be me now then and, like, save myself a lot of embarrassment.
Right.
But, like, that's really the point of growing up. Like,
I know.
Like, that's so what's frustrating. Or, like, I wish me now just, like, could have known me then and just, like, mentor her a little bit and be like,
wish me then could at least see me now.
Yeah. Yeah, both. I'll take any sort of, like, now and then me meeting. Yeah,
moment.
And then me learning something to better herself.
I know. Because, like, when you're in high school, like, everything just seems like the biggest deal. And, like, if we just had, like, the consciousness we have now to know, like, nothing matters, we would just be, like, so carefree and effortless and cool, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. It's a shame.
It's
but that's,
such a shame.
I think that's, like, you know, the human experience. And
it's
it is.
It's the point. It's the point. I know.
It's the point of the whole thing.
I know. But, like, we should really be going to high school when we're 25.
We should be going to college when we're 30.
100%.
Okay. So that was the special. It was, you know, an enjoyable way to spend the night. But really, like, no new news except we got to see, like, all the girlies looking great. And also last night, the Kardashians were on Jimmy Kimmel, and most notably, Kim shared what Pete got her for Valentine's Day.
Oh my God. Wait, sorry, I didn't see. What was it?
He gifted her the costumes from their Jasmine and Aladdin skit on SNL.
Oh my God, yeah. Shut up. That's so cute.
Yeah, and he also gave her, like, the rug and the outfits and the little genie lamp.
Oh, because you want to know why, like, it must be impossible.
Impossible.
Buy for a woman like Kim. Like, it's just pointless, honestly. Like, you could spend every dollar in your bank account. She already has what you're going to get her. So you have to go the sentimental route. And this is so cute. Do you think he had to, like, buy them?
I don't know. He probably just, like, stole them from the prop room. They probably are just finding out now.
Right, that they're missing.
Right. Or maybe, like, he took the OG ones and then, like, bought another set of costumes because they look like they're from Spirit Halloween and replaced them. But the ones that have, like, their first kiss on it, Kim has. Also, Kim loves a sentimental gift. Like, we've seen all of the things
house,
that she's done. The house, the outfits, like,
the wallpaper on the invitation.
Everything. So I'm sure this meant so much to her. And I'm sure she was also like, what can he get me? Like, I honestly feel sorry for this man.
I feel sorry for this man too. And I just want to put on the record, I don't think he stole it from the prop room, because that would require him actually having to be in New York and going to work, and he doesn't do that anymore. He's permanently lives in Calabasas.
Maybe, like, one of his friends sent it to him.
Kyle Mooney packed it up UPS overnight.
Yeah, honestly, really, really cute.
So cute. Oh my God, like, that is, and by the way, that was, like, 2 months ago. So that was, like, only 4 months into their relationship. Like, they're in love.
They're in love. They really are. And I think we're going to be seeing them, like, officially together soon.
Well, the Kardashians is having their red carpet for the show, the Hulu show, like a red carpet event, I think tonight. Yeah. Someday soon.
Liz Hyde's predicting that they're going to be on the red carpet together for the premiere. She's my favorite Kardashian.
Me too, by the way.
Days. Like,
me too.
If you stand as hard as we do, you have to follow Liz Hyde. She has every picture, like every quote. It's just right. All there.
If you're a delusional queen, like, you will love it.
Yeah. Also, so if not there, though, then the Met Gala, I Met really Gala. Think. Like, I 100% think.
See, I think that Kim is a smart businesswoman and, like, knows the PR around her and Pete's first event and would obviously not give that to Vogue. Like, she would take it for herself. They're launching this huge project. It's the biggest thing they've done in the last, like, 10 years. Going to a streaming service. They don't know if people are still going to watch. And she's going to take that moment for herself, selfishly. And she 100% should.
She should. And that would mean we get them together sooner. Like, imminently, which I'm thrilled about.
Yeah, and I do think, like, I actually feel like they'll both go to the Met Gala and walk separately. Like, that's just what, like, weird celebrity shit does. Like,
yeah, and then we'll get pictures of them together inside.
Inside, right.
Okay, that works for me.
I just, like, I cannot believe, like, how I could talk about these two for hours. Like, I just can't believe how far we've come, you know?
Mm-hmm. I can't believe it either. And also, speaking of couples who have come very far, Courtney and Travis, as you know, got married in Vegas this weekend, but then Courtney shared that they did not have a wedding license. So she said, once upon a time in a far land far, far away, at 2 a.m. after an epic night and a little tequila, a queen and her handsome king ventured out to the only open chapel with an Elvis and got married with no license. Practice makes perfect. Then, like, people were calling out saying that it was like a fake wedding. And she said, it's not called a fake marriage. There was no possibility to get a marriage license at that hour.
I just want to say before we dive into all of this, this caption is extremely choogy and it's like borderline embarrassing.
Yeah, especially because her content is very Tumblr, you know, aesthetic, mm-hmm. grunge, 90s, Polaroid. Yeah. And then she hits us with
Once
that caption.
Upon a time.
But that's how you know she's in love. And I she's know. Just like, doesn't care. And that's a really nice feeling.
Agreed. Doesn't and there's care. Respect there for sure. But I'm kind of glad that this wasn't a real wedding, only because I saw a video of Courtney, like, arriving back at her hotel in Vegas with Travis, and she, like, fully couldn't walk. She was, like, blackout. So we love that for her because she's, like, kind of, like, you know, uptight sometimes. So we love that for her, but I'm glad she didn't, like, make a hasty decision while obviously being, like, wasted.
Yeah, that is a good call. So they just, like, cosplayed a wedding. I didn't know you could do that. Like, let's go to Vegas and have a wedding party, and then no one got married.
I know, because when I first reported this with Shannon on Tuesday, we were like, this is so Pam and Tommy, like, very rocker, this is so them. And now knowing that it was just, like, fraudulent, it's kind of losery. Like, you were in Vegas, you could have done anything. It's the night after the Grammys, and you're going to fake a wedding. Like,
no, I'm not going to say fake. Practice. It was practice. Also, right. Because, like, they do have so many kids, like, it would be kind of crazy if they got married, like, without their kids, especially because, like, this is going to be their last marriage, first and last.
Yeah, I think so, too.
Yeah.
Well, not his first.
For her.
Yeah. Totally. But I don't know. I just, at first I was like, oh, this is so them. And now I'm like, you did this for what?
Yeah. Well, for you what? Know, it was exciting. It was an exciting headline to read. And it's not what everything kind of wedding, needs to be the biggest deal.
What kind of wedding do you think they're going to have? Because this is what me and Shannon were saying. Like, they're weirdly, like, you know, very rocker, you know, unorthodox. But they're also extremely traditional. So do you think they're just going to have, like, an L.A. wedding, a destination wedding? Like, what kind of bride will Courtney be?
I think an L.A. wedding. Yeah, I feel Why? Like it. I don't know. Just because of all their kids and stuff. Like, I feel like it will be, like, small and family. And I feel like just like how they got engaged on the beach.
Right.
And it was kind of it was like. Very romantic, but also sort of like pared down. I feel like they might get married on the beach in like a similar fashion in California. Not LA necessarily, like maybe
Santa Monica.
Santa Barbara. Right. Who knows?
Okay, well, before we move on, I just want to let everyone know that today's episode is brought to you by Liquid IV. Because when you push your body too hard or just feel run down, it's extremely important to stay hydrated. Making hydration a priority helps us feel better on a day-to-day basis, and one stick of Liquid IV Hydration Multiplier into 16 ounces of water will hydrate you faster and more efficiently than water alone. They come in delicious flavors like watermelon, lemon lime, strawberry, pina colada, and more. So one stick of Liquid IV into 16 ounces of water hydrates you faster and more efficiently than water alone, and their packets contain five essential vitamins, B3, B5, B6, B12, and vitamin C. They have three times the electrolytes of traditional sports drinks, and they're made with premium ingredients, non-GMO, you know, free from gluten, dairy, soy, all the good stuff. If you have a hard time drinking water like myself, this is a real time saver. And if you love to, you know, indulge in a tequila or two in the morning when you're feeling slightly, you know, unwell, Liquid IV is a great option to hydrate you faster, get those electrolytes, and just generally help you feel better. Grab Liquid IV in bulk nationwide at Costco, or you can get 25% off when you go to liquidiv.com and use the code TOAST at checkout. That's 25% off anything you order when you use promo code TOAST at liquidiv.com. Experience better hydration today at liquidiv.com, promo code TOAST.
Great. Our next story. So as we reported, Kanye is no longer headlining Coachella, and Coachella announced yesterday that The Weeknd is taking his spot along with Swedish House Mafia. They are, you know, joining up to headline the third night of Coachella. Also, Page Six is reporting that The Weeknd actually threatened to pull out of performing if he wasn't paid the same amount of money as Kanye, who was set to rake in $8.5 million for the appearance. Golden Voice was going to pay The Weeknd less and then pocket the rest of the money, just they were going to pay him a few million dollars. No. And then he said he would pull out within an hour's notice if they would pony up. And now they have. So
good. I mean, he's doing them an enormous favor, like beyond putting this together so quickly. He should get the exact same amount of money, even though someone could argue like Kanye is a bigger star. Doesn't matter. They're in a pickle. And he has the leverage in the deal. So 100% he should be getting paid the same amount. But I will say, if I bought a ticket, and Coachella tickets are extremely expensive, to see Kanye, and I ended up with The Weeknd and Swedish House Mafia, I don't think I would be too pleased. Only because The Weeknd is amazing, and this is not a slight towards The Weeknd at all, but I just think anyone, you know, you're comparing Kanye to The Weeknd, Kanye is obviously a much, much bigger star, and it feels like they're overcompensating, throwing Swedish House Mafia in there. Like, we know The Weeknd's not as good, so let's throw in this random DJ. I mean, and I saw on TikTok a lot of people selling their tickets, the price is going down. I just think it's not an adequate enough swap.
They're selling their tickets because Kanye's not going anymore, or they're just...
Yeah, well, because a lot of people bought it specifically for Kanye.
Interesting, because when I think of Coachella, it's like, it doesn't matter who's performing there, really. Like, I'm either going that year or I'm not. Like, not necessarily because of the people.
For us, for the six-hour journey, yeah, but I think people who just, like, frequent festivals, like, they go for certain artists.
Yeah, that makes sense. So I guess that is a bummer, but at least you can sell your tickets. The rest of the festival does look really good. I forgot that Harry Styles is also headlining. And who was the second person?
Oh, I forgot that too.
Yeah, he's doing night one.
I have no idea. Let's see. Coachella lineup.
I was just looking at the...
Oh, love that for Harry.
Yeah, that'll be really fun.
Have you listened to Harry's new song?
I listened to a minute of it, and I was just like, it wasn't bad or anything. I was just like, this isn't how I want to spend my time right now.
Harry Styles, Billie Eilish, and now The Weeknd. I think that that's fair.
Yeah. That's really like a very cool mainstream young lineup.
I will say that the Harry Styles song is sensational.
Oh, good. I'll get back to it. I just was like, it wasn't my vibe, and I was like, I'll listen at another time.
It's giving The Cure. Do you remember The Cure?
The band?
Yeah.
Like, not really.
You know, like, they sing that song, like, just like heaven, you know?
No.
It's very, like, 80s vibe. And I really like it. Like, it's very good. And it broke, like, all these Spotify records. I think it's, like, the most streamed song ever, you know, surpassing, like, Thank You Next.
Amazing. Good for Harold. Yeah. Good for Harold Styles.
Love to see it.
Yeah.
Harold Styles.
Okay, are you ready?
I didn't even realize.
Harry.
Harry's name.
I know. Well, I did name my son after Harry Jowsey, though, but it is nice.
Oh.
It is nice that he also shares his name that. With Harry Styles.
Yeah, I agree. I love that for you.
It is interesting to think of, like, famous Harrys now. Like.
Who's, like, a famous Jackie, obviously, besides Jackie O?
Jackie.
And besides you.
Yeah, and besides me. Jackie Schimmel.
Like, for me, there was only... Oh, yeah, Jackie Schimmel. For me, there was only Claudia Schiffer.
Also, Jackie Robinson and Jackie Chan.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm in good company.
That's funny that they're both boys.
Right, I'm in good company, though. I'm not complaining.
Yeah, no, you're amongst legends.
Yes. Oh, and by the way, it's not going to be our fifth and final story. Sorry. Are you ready for our next story? That's just the fourth, not the fifth.
Yes, I am. Oh.
It's a little Roni news because I haven't had a chance to talk to you about the Roni announcement of two shows. Anyways, Ebony K. Williams is claiming that her Roni castmates were unwilling to negotiate with her. She said that they were unwilling to come to the table and meet me even halfway in that negotiation. And that's why she believes Bravo is launching two versions of Roni, because her co-stars were not willing to negotiate to keep her on the series. So I guess that would mean, in her view, that like she would be on the new one and they would be on the old one. And that's why they did that.
I want to say a few things. One, I just have a hard time believing Bravo would create an entirely new show just because the women don't want to film with Ebony. Like, I think there would be a cheaper way to solve that if that were actually the issue. Also, they said that it was Ramona, Luann, and Leah who were unwilling to negotiate with Leah and thus resulting in the two shows. And I just find that so shocking. Like, I know you were telling me yesterday that her and Leah had a fallout, which I didn't know, but I don't think Leah would be like, I'm not going to work with this woman.
Yeah, she said, quote, only Sonya Morgan was willing to come to the table and negotiate a future that involved me as part of this ensemble. She said that she still believes that if the rest of the cast had been, quote, willing to enter into the negotiation of coexisting and sharing space with myself and additional women outside of their particular New York world and bubble, you would have had a season 14. You know,
wait, like why? Like why? Like I know like they all had dumb fights with Ebony, but like really why?
I don't know. And I also like I don't really think that's true. I think for anyone who is a housewife, especially like these women who are like every year hanging by a thread of whether they're going to renew or not. And like whether you do or you don't, like changes your whole entire business and your whole entire life. Like they're in no position to be like, I'm not 100% going to be a housewife if this person is a housewife.
Yeah, just be grateful that you're still on the show after 100 years and sit down and work with Ebony.
And so I don't think that they did that. I really don't, unless like something really egregious happened between the entire cast.
That we don't
cast.
Know about.
But with like Page Six really being like up all the housewives' butts and vice versa.
We would know.
We would know. We would know if there was something big. So any like petty squabbles they can figure out on the show. So I don't think that that's
right,
necessarily
because why wouldn't Luann want to work with Ebony based on what we know?
Right. Or even Leah. Yeah. Just because they're not best friends like they were. Like that's really the point of housewives. Let's watch you fight.
Right. And this is for me, like reading this just makes it seem like based on what Ebony said, like none of these women want to film with a black woman, which I really can't hope to imagine is the truth.
Right. Right. Also, Leah was on Watch What Happens Live the other night and she shared that Julia Fox is interested in being on the new Roni reboot, which would also. Yeah. I just also want to talk about like what we see for the new Roni reboot.
I don't know. I really don't know.
Yeah, because what's been like out there and what's been said, and I don't think they have any like inkling as to who it's going to be, but they've said they want like younger, more people who really like reflect New York City. Because I also feel like the fact that Roni was such a terrible franchise, like really did reflect poorly and was not a representation of like what New York City is. Like Ramona and Luann and Sonya, like just
being
running
alcoholics,
running amok. Like that's not the city. So there really should be a show about like the young, influential, interesting women who are running around the city. And it does
help. I agree,
help.
But Jackie, like, it's still, this is where I'm struggling. Mm-hmm. It's still supposed to be a housewife show. So, like, that means, like, more traditional, like, married women with kids. And so, when I think of, like, who might fit into this new mold, they're more, like, edgy. When I've always thought of the show as being, like, really, like, conservative women.
Yeah, so I agree. I think it should be like housewives. I mean, Julia Fox does have a child, and she was married. And
I'm
also
just not interested.
No,
in her.
I'm not interested in her either. Like, it's so crazy that this woman has really become like a permanent celebrity because she dated Kanye for a month. Like, they broke up. I've moved on. I can't believe that the world hasn't too. She's just like here to stay.
I know. It's like we've been working to get to where she is for 15 years.
No, Claude, just go on a date with Kanye, and then you're
done.
In.
Kanye, give me a call.
I don't really want to see her on Roni, but clearly she's going to be a celebrity. That's fine. But I don't want to like watch her week to week. But I think a lot of people probably do. Anyways, that would also mean that like Leah could be on this new show because they are friends. Andy
asked Leah on the show, I'm like, which one do you want to be on? She's like, I kind of want to be like with my friends on the old one. But like she would be happy for either.
Yeah, she's so the new one, though. It's nice that like they've made lasting friendships. But like she's the reason for the new one, you know?
Yeah. And I think Dorinda is like pretty much guaranteed to be on the old one. And I think Leah really likes Dorinda.
Mm-hmm. Got it.
Which is just a fault in Leah.
Totally. Anyways, Andy has said that when they're looking for this new cast, they want to get back to like the the spirit of the show, which is like people who are really friends, maybe even people, some people who are related, like we saw in Beverly
Perhaps
Hills.
Perhaps people who are actually married.
Right. Like we saw in Beverly Hills, like we saw in New Jersey. Mm-hmm. And I do think like having people who are related like adds an extra interesting element. And it's just unfortunate because the people who they're looking for are us.
It's us. Yeah, literally.
Married, children.
Related.
Related. Real queens. Friends. Queens.
100%.
But we're not interested. Sorry. Don't come knocking.
Don't speak for me like 100%. Like if I would take the audition process all the way to the end and I probably wouldn't get it. But if they did give me like, you know, an offer, I would definitely think about it. Even though I'm like, it's so much work. You film like hours and hours a day. I'm like, I have a job.
Yeah, totally. Also, they could build it around like you and your circle of friends, like TPG.
I've thought for a while that TPG like needs to be the first gay man housewife because first of all, he's perfect for it. He's so beyond interesting. He's also like really reached this level of success in his career that he's not retired by any means, but he's, you know, he's an overseer, so he really has time to like film. I think that like it would be perfect, and I don't know, I'm really hoping for that.
Like, that's the show I want to watch. I don't think that's the show they're going to make. But I think you're the only one. As they're casting this, like, net, I do think, like, a lot of influencers are going to be on the table. Like, obviously,
good.
I feel like people,
I think the Charnas girls.
Right, that's what I was just going to say. Would be perfect. They're a very obvious choice, and they would be great. So we'll see what comes of it. I do hope that, like...
Agreed. They're, like, super interesting.
I do hope that when they announce the cast, like, there's at least one or two people who, like, we already know that would
be... We recognize.
They're, like, you know, part of the culture. And then they're actual real-life friends.
I completely agree. Like, if we see nobody's name on there and they just... Unless it's, like... Every now and then, Housewives will, like, unearth someone extremely interesting, like Erika Jane. Like, we didn't know
her
before.
Right.
So... If it's that, yes, but I agree. There should be like a name or two that we fully recognize as New Yorkers ourselves.
Yes. And also, speaking of Housewives news, you saw the trailer or the promo for Real Housewives of Dubai dropped.
Yes. Starring, I mean, it was like nothing.
No, it was nothing. But we got faces. We got dresses.
Caroline Sanbury.
And we got Caroline Sanbury. And it really looks like she is. They gave her, you know, extra prominence.
They love her at Bravo. Like every show she's on, she's fully the star of.
Yeah, no, some people just have that it factor. You shouldn't try and fight it, you know?
I agree.
And none of those women, I hope they don't come into the show gunning for Caroline because it's not going to happen. They did it on season 3 of Ladies of London and they all looked foolish. And then Caroline left town and none of them got a season 4. Sorry.
Right.
Sorry. Going for Caroline 100%. Is not a personality trait.
Agreed. So yes, it does look very good. That's going to be a Peacock thing.
Mm-hmm. But then cool. Like just like Real Housewives of Miami is now on Bravo.
Like what's the point?
I have no idea. It's just eclipsing Bravo and making Bravo like irrelevant. And also then it's like if I'm watching it on Peacock, I'm not going to watch What Happens Live, but they're still going on Watch What Happens Live and I just think it's weird. A weird move. Yeah.
Agreed.
Are you ready for our fifth and final story? A little
If it's the
food news.
If it's the fifth and final food news that's brought to you by Air Doctor, then yes, I am ready. Because clean air is one of the fastest and easiest ways we can have a positive impact on our health. Make a great resolution for your health that's impossible to break by improving the quality of your indoor air with a high-quality air purifier, and all you have to do is breathe. So actually, why I got up in the middle of the... in the beginning of the episode was to turn off my Air Doctor. It's such a fabulous product. Mm-hmm. You got to check out Air Doctor because you're breathing 20,000 times a day. And Air Doctor is going to filter out the dangerous contaminants so your lungs don't have to do that. They use an ultra HEPA filter that's been independently tested to remove 99.99% of tested bacteria and viruses, allergens like pollen, dust, and smoke. We're in that season right now. So if you're having allergy problems, an air purifier really will make a huge difference. They also did a recent independent study that proved that the Air Doctor 3000 series was tested and proven to remove 99.97% of the live SARS-CoV-2 virus in a test chamber. So while no air purifier can prevent the transmission of COVID, it provides our family peace of mind that it's backed by science and rigorous third-party testing. So the Air Doctor captures as small as 0.003 microns in size, which is 100 times smaller than a HEPA standard. It's really just doing the most to make your air inside your house really premium, and we're all spending a lot of time indoors, and Americans spend 90% of our time indoors according to the EPA. So indoor air can be up to 100 times more polluted than the outdoor air. having an air doctor in my house, I have to say, I wasn't like entirely sold on the air purifier of it all, but I feel so much better. When I wake up, I don't have this like really dry nasal passage and throat. And I feel like definitely the air inside my house is a lot cleaner. And I'm really happy that I just got this extra protection, especially during the winter season. So go to airdoctorpro.com and use the promo code TOAST, and you'll receive a 35% discount on their classic Air Doctor 3000 purifier. So that's airdoctorpro.com, code TOAST for 35% off only when you go to airdoctorpro.com and use the promo code TOAST, airdoctorpro.com, promo code TOAST. Check it out.
Great. Thank you. I love my air doctor so much. Major key.
Major.
Fifth and final story, little food news. Kit Kat is releasing a new blueberry muffin flavor.
Ew.
And I'm curious about it. Kit Kat's newest flavor lets customers enjoy all the goodness of blueberry muffins without turning on their ovens starting Wednesday. The new Kit Kat blueberry muffin candy bar is available at retailers nationwide. It's crafted to taste like a fresh baked treat, but with the iconic crunchy layers of Kit Kat fans know and love. Okay.
I mean, nothing that comes out of the Hershey factory is going to be bad. So, like, I'm sure this is good, but I personally don't like blueberries or blueberry muffins, so I will be skipping it, but I'm sure it's good. But like why mess with perfection?
I agree. Kit Kats are one of my favorite candies.
Same.
And blueberry muffins are one of my favorite treats. I love blueberry. Like, I don't love, I mean, I guess I would eat a blueberry, but I don't, you know, run for them.
Pop
them. Like, I love blueberry pie. If I'm getting a muffin, it's a blueberry muffin. And so it sounds like this.
Really?
Is,
it's not a chocolate chip?
No, it's not. I don't think chocolate chip muffin. I don't want that. I want a chocolate chip cookie, but if I'm having a muffin, I want like a muffin-y vibe and not a dessert vibe, you know?
I find that extremely interesting.
It is. I'm an interesting person.
You really are full of just different dynamics.
I know. And sometimes I'll go for a corn muffin.
Oh.
Love a
corn. Fuck me up with a corn muffin, honestly. A hot corn muffin from the diner. Little raspberry or jelly. Strawberry Ooh. Jam.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. Oh, yeah. So good. Yeah. I fucking love a corn muffin, especially like a really crunchy top.
And hot take, sometimes I'll go for a bran muffin. Sometimes it's the vibe.
No, you took it too far there.
No, but you associate bran, because you would never try a bran muffin because you're so close-minded. And so you associate it with just like duty. But
yeah,
sometimes the bran has like a nice cinnamon flavor. It's definitely like fake bran. It's not, it's not bran.
Stark.
Bran Stark. It is not.
No, like the bran muffins from the diners in New York, like they're not going to, they're actually going to make you constipated.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Exactly. And those are the best kind. So they're like, they're bran.
By the way, if I see one of these when I'm out and about, I'll pick one up, one of these Kit Kats for you, because I feel like you actually would like it.
I just feel like I should try it because it sounds like it's made for me. Love a Kit Kat, love a blueberry muffin. The color is like really a little queasy, and I don't think food should ever be that color. But
let me look it up.
It's like Pliny. It's lavender. It's just like, I love the color, but that shouldn't be a color of food.
I completely agree. Ew, and it's got like spots in it. I guess meant to like look like blueberries.
To hark back to the muffin.
Ew. Honestly, I will not be trying this. But I guess the blueberry flavor's only on the outside, and then the wafers on the inside are the classic?
I don't know. I don't know what mad scientists cook this up.
Yeah, like, who thought of this? Like, I could think of, like, they should really do a cookies and cream Kit Kat. Like, I could think of a bunch
butter
of other flavors.
Kit Kat.
Peanut butter. Like, I could think of a million flavors to do before blueberry muffin.
Right. That's why this must be so incredible that they had to get it to market.
100%. Maybe I will try it.
Yeah, just out of curiosity. I mean, we tried that disgusting Kraft ice cream.
Ooh, that was a low point in my life.
I know, but we do what we need to do for the job, and we give it all to the toast, and I wouldn't have it any other
way.
We
give it all.
We give it all.
No. And those were the Fast Five stories.
I feel as though you needed to know them, especially the one about the Kit Kat.
Yeah, me too. And I'm excited because I'm headed to Chicago tomorrow, and I feel like I haven't really been annoying about my Chicago show, but it is the biggest venue I have ever played. And unfortunately, a month later, I will be breaking that record at the Madison Square Garden Hulu Theater.
I don't think it's unfortunate to break records. I don't.
No, me neither. But I'm like super pumped. First of all, the show is like pretty much sold out. There's like 10 tickets left, which is just psychotic. It's at the Chicago Theater tomorrow. Tickets available at girlwithnojob.com. And then I'm headed to Chicago right now, actually, because tonight, we are like celebrating that Spritz is now available in Chicago. We're available at the Foxtrots. So I'm going to a Foxtrot location. All the information's on my Instagram. I'm doing a meet and greet tonight before the show tomorrow. So come out, get a spritz. Very exciting. Spritz is like everywhere now. Spritz is in Texas. We haven't even really been able to talk about it. Spritz is in Texas in the Specs, in select Specs location. So Spritz has a store locator on the website. So if you just go to spritzsociety.com, you can find a store near you. So we're just like opening in cities, left, right, and center.
Cities and states taking over the country worldwide, nationwide.
Spritz, nationwide spritz,
spritz,
is on.
Spritz, spritz, spritzy, spritz.
Oh, that's good, because I was going to say, nationwide is on your side.
And I was going to say, what are you, Meshuggahna?
Spritz, 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 spritz.
Remember spritz?
Go
to the airport. Remember spritz?
Spritz? Riding around town.
Don't drink and drive.
Shopping or moving. The best spritz in town. For wherever you want to go. Spritz Society is the way to go. Eat and drink and spritz and run on time. Worldwide and nationwide.
Spritz, spritz, spritz.
Oh, spritz, 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 spritz. Remember spritz. Thank you guys so much for that.
Thank you for indulging that.
We are back on Tuesday of next week because I have a show in Kansas City Sunday night. And I wanted to tell you, I have some sickening guests, co-hosts next week. So there's no show Monday.
Are you going to tease us?
You're with me on Tuesday.
Okay.
Wednesday will be an episode with a guest co-host remote because she is a West Coast. I'll give clues for everyone.
Okay.
She's a West Coast gal. And she is an OG podcaster. And there's a lot of crossover with her audience and our audience. And it's going to be a juicy episode.
Okay, I know.
The 14th is actually someone who hasn't been on the toast in a while because the last time he was here, he made waves. And honestly, I just like kind of crave his energy. And he's been doing a lot recently in his podcast career and I want to catch up with him. And then Friday is a member of our TNN family. So it's going to be a great week.
Wow, I'm so excited. And I need to confirm with you who Thursday is because I'm not entirely sure.
Okay.
Okay.
That is our show. Thank you guys so much for listening to The Morning Toast, The Millennial Morning Show, where we deliver the fast five stories that you need to know every Monday through Friday on YouTube. So if you're watching this on YouTube, please feel free to subscribe and give this video a thumbs up. We're also available as a podcast anywhere podcasts can be found. So that's Spotify, iTunes, Stitcher, Public Radio, iHeartRadio, CastBox, all the places. So wherever you listen to podcasts, find us The Morning Toast and leave a five-star review about how beautiful, stunning, and smart we are. Hope you guys have an incredible day. And we will see you back in studio. Or are you coming to studio on Tuesday, Jax?
Oh, you know what? It'll be game time decision for me, depending on the events of the evening before.
Okay, so we'll see you guys on Tuesday, either remotely or in studio. And we hope you guys have a great day. I'll see you guys this weekend. Bye.
Bye.